From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome again to Beers with the Brewers. I'm Mark Richards, and also hosting this week, Walt Takees.
Hey, I made it back from Findlay, Ohio.
He's back. We got Brewer Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And Adam Benner.
Hello. This is the 101st episode of Beers with the Brewers.
101.
And if you're severely disappointed because this isn't Beers with the Bartenders, that has been postponed for a week.
Yeah. Worked better for everyone's schedule next week.
Tune in next week. We'll have some bartenders on here. Maybe get their opinions on next week's beers. This week is a two-beer episode. We've got Chardonnay Ale IPA with Chardonnay grapes.
I'd say it's a Chardonnay, juicy, crisp, and dry.
And on beer number two, the long-awaited...
Beer number 201.
Also known as 201. Yeah, got him. Concentrate version 201 Hazy IPA.
Yeah, that one is also juicy. Hazy, tropical, and bright.
It's got some bright fruit flavors on this one, and in your face.
Yeah, if you have been down to the tap room recently and tried the experimental hazy 120, you've been drinking the pilot batch of this here, Concentrate 201, so we'll talk about that a little more. But first...
Yeah, we've got some events.
Mimosas. No, oh. But first... so, Walt, events.
Yeah, we got, Euchre rolling along, Monday Night Euchre League... Just continues to be a highlight here at the tap room. And if you're a Euchre enthusiast.
And Mark pointed out to me that if you're a Euchre player, this past Monday was the first of this part of the season that we had an empty table. Mm-hmm. So no waitlisters showed up. So if you've been on the waitlist, you might have an opportunity or just thinking about coming down and saw how crowded it was. This is your opportunity to get in because there will be 100% open spot.
There's an empty team slot on the roster for next Monday. So, yeah,
and perfect opportunity. And if you come on down and you don't get to play, you know what? You can at least have a beer and a free piece of pizza.
Free piece of pizza. Can't beat that.
You're not getting that and not playing you or someone else.
And you can say hi to me.
Say hey to Mark. Well, you'll be here signing everyone.
In person. So that's Monday nights. Tuesday night, we got trivia going with our friend Molly Martinez. It's a lot of fun. Challenging trivia, but not too challenging. So get a team together and come out on Tuesday nights. That goes from 7 to 8:30 every Tuesday. And it's been a lot of fun, and we got some good turnout for that. So come join us. Satan's Realm is here on Tuesday night. So if you are vegan, they will hook you up with some vegan-friendly food. And you're not vegan, their food's pretty solid. So come on down. Today in the tap room, we're launching our Deep Search, Deep Dive promo thing where... We're going to have five versions of Deep Search on. We got this year's Deep Search, last year's Deep Search, Barrel Age Deep Search.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy, very popular Almond Joy.
So I'm making it.
And then Coffee Deep Search, I believe.
Yep.
With a Stoff's Coffee, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. So those are all going to be on tap. You can do a flight of those, and you can add a collector set of Deep Search themed, a.k.a. Life Aquatic themed, enamel pins. You can get the four pins.
Those are cool pins.
And a flight, all five of those for $25. Pretty good deal. We're starting that today, but we're going to run it till we run out. So if you can't make it down today, don't worry. It should last a few days, probably into next weekend, because we've got a decent amount of all these beers. So, and if you live out of town or something and you really want that pin set, once we run through the beer... And the promo in the tap room is over. We'll put those up online for you guys to buy as well. But if you live in Columbus, just come down, taste these beers, and get a pin set.
Yeah.
And then next Thursday, we got a pairing event with our friends from Scratch Cupcakes. Tickets currently available for sale on the Land Grant website, landgrantbrewing.com/events. Book ahead and reserve your cupcakes. We're not doing time slots like we've done with the Jenny's events, but to give us a good idea of how many cupcakes to make, buy your tickets ahead of time. We'll have a few walk-in seats available as well. But do not delay. $20.
$20.
Four 5 ounce beers and four mini cupcakes. Pretty good deal. So come on out for that next Thursday, the 13th, I believe.
Yeah, that should be good.
Yeah, that's I think that's all we got, really. I mean,
there's a lot going to be going on. We got only a couple more weeks.
A lot of stuff
March
in the works
Madness.
That we can't quite talk about yet. But obviously, stay tuned here and to our various social media channels. We'll get you in the loop on all that stuff. But yeah, it's funny you mentioned that March Madness is not too far off. Hopefully, Buckeyes make it.
That's no secret.
Here's a pro tip for you: if you're a crew fan, those Land Grant Deep Search pin set, they pretty much encapsulate all things
crew. You got the yellow submarine.
You got the yellow soccer team, yellow submarine.
A yellow beer can and the yellow Land Grant logo.
Yeah, and a shark, you know. Because they're going to be like sharks on the field attacking.
Because we hate the San Jose Sharks.
All season with this new
hockey,
exciting young.
Is that the surprise rebrand?
Yes, they're going to be the
Columbus
Sharks.
Jaguar Sharks.
Yeah. And then
they really asked us what we thought about it, and that was our suggestion.
Yeah, pretty soon. We always like to tell our loyal listeners here on Beers with the Brewers, we are going to have some exciting news about Massive coming up.
Yeah,
so
really excited.
Stay tuned. But Massive will be back this year.
Yeah, just circle the date, February 22nd, on your calendar.
Yeah, now that's a teaser.
Yeah,
that's all I can tell you.
Yeah. We're still waiting for confirmation from the club.
Yeah, but it's going to be cool.
It'll be real cool.
Real cool.
All right. Well, we got this beer here, the Chardonnay.
Is this a beer or is it wine?
Yes.
Because I can't tell.
And I would say, so...
I can't tell.
As we kind of talked about this, similar to Round Team last week, this is a draft-only offering. So we don't have this in cans at the tap room, but it will be available. It should be available right now around town. So if you want to give it a try, either come down to the tap room or... ask your local bar or restaurant if they got it, and if not, ask them why they don't have
it. Maybe you got a growler you haven't used in 4 years. Bring it on down.
Bring it in.
There you go.
Get it filled.
All right, Dan, tell us about Chardonnay.
I will. Thank you for the underhand pitch. Well, that was nice. Yeah, I do think when you try this, the first couple of sips, you could be fooled pretty easily that you are not drinking a beer. But, after a couple of attempts at making something that is white wine-ish, first with Trips Left and then with Flute, I finally gave up and decided to actually put grapes in it. Mm-hmm. So the problem with that being that grape juice then made into wine is generally not pasteurized. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thus has all sort of nasty bugs on it that we don't want to get into the brewery. So we found a place out in California that sells single grape varietal concentrate that has been pasteurized, which I thought was nifty. So normal grape juice, I think, comes in around like 22, 23 bricks. This is 68, so it's been concentrated 3 times, and I think we put 18 gallons in a 20-barrel batch. So and some... Triple Pearl hops, which I think we used last year in our sustainability beer. Got some nice lemon-lime, a little bit of a melon, along with some noble characteristics. And Hallertau Blanc, which gets used quite a bit around here, which is a German hop that has a very nice sort of Sauvignon Blanc vibe to it, and sort of just adds to the white wininess. But yeah, 6.7% ABV. 30 IBUs, very dry.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And, yeah, super pale as well.
Yeah, the color is great on it. A little more golden than a Chardonnay, but not too far, actually. You're getting a lot of that similar color, I'd say.
Yeah, I think we just, we used mostly our house swain pills, a little white wheat to give you a head that you usually don't have on a Chardonnay unless something's got horribly wrong. And, a little Vienna malt, a little bready sort of complexity to it.
Is this at a lower carb level than a lot of our beers, or was that changed on this, or pretty much
it was
the standard?
slightly lower. I didn't didn't want it to be spritzy.
Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah, it definitely is closer to that. Like the first time I had it, that's what really reminded me of drinking like a wine.
We've got a pretty narrow range for carb, but this is definitely at the lower end of that range. Yeah, because it is so dry on the back end, I didn't want it to also be super tongue-scrapingly dry.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys getting from this, Mark?
It's got a nice wine character. It's been very popular last week in the tap room, and a lot of people that maybe kind of a little more wine-driven in their taste would probably really dig this.
Yeah.
Could be a thing for, one of those beers that when someone doesn't really like, when they think they don't like beer, and we can give them something different from the tap, or maybe a bartender wants it, someone's trying to, they're in a group of friends, they're down at the tap room, they don't like beer, so then we're going to go for the wine. Well, have them try this.
We tricked you. Maybe you like beer.
Unless it's an allergy thing, because maybe we don't want to trick them.
Yeah. That's true.
If they're allergic to grapes, probably not drinking much wine anyway.
Well, I'm saying maybe they're gluten intolerant, so they're drinking wine.
Oh, so. Sure.
I bet you could have more than one of these, Adam.
Yeah, I think so. We're coming in at a 6.7, so I do think we got to ask, how crushable is this beer?
How crushable is it?
If I'm at like the Catalina wine mixer, this is like a 4.5, 5 crusher.
Isn't that the name of like a natty seltzer? Didn't they like steal that?
Yeah, they called it the Catalina Lime Mixer. I think it's Lime Mixer.
Yeah.
Which, that's good branding. That's good branding. But yeah, I mean, I think.
How many did you go with?
I would say 5.
5. All right.
Whoa. I like this beer a lot.
Ooh. Daniel.
I'll go 4. If it were a little bit hotter out. Yeah. A little bit more, this would be a very
better
nice
better
summer
crushing
season.
Weather.
Well, yeah. We did have a nice little spring spell here on Monday.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, wow. So warm.
Yeah, beer garden was full.
Yeah, Sunday.
Right?
Preview of what's to come. I'd say if I was sitting out in the beer garden, I'd probably... Yeah, 4. I'm going to go 4. 6.7 is kind of my upper limit of that.
Yeah.
But probably a 4 crusher.
That's fair.
What do you got, Mark?
I'm 3 today.
Three. Yeah.
I'm a 3.
Okay. All right. So we're at a 4.
Four.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did a 4. Yeah. Yeah, 4.
Well, way to bring that average down.
Thank you.
But we don't have
it's
a
my
Kansas.
Specialty.
Yeah, you're going to have to. It's a true growler pour crusher.
Mm hmm.
It's a growler beer.
Well, there it is. It's on tap now and has been for. Few days, so get in here, get one in you.
Yeah, and try that Round Teen and Cornelius while you're here too.
Oh yeah, we'll probably dip into Cornelius a little bit next week. So Dan, beer number 2.
One.
It is also a beer.
And now for page 2.
Yeah, so we've really been wanting to do something that's very citrus-centric with our concentrate series. So the same old 7.5% ABV, 31 IBUs, both normal Citra pellets and Citra Cryo, give that a little bump, and Comet, the hop we really like, and Old Workhorse CTZ, also known as Columbus Tomahawk and Zeus.
The aroma, I popped this can just now, and the aroma is just pouring out of the can.
Oh, man.
I smelled it even before pouring it. I've been digging the pilot version of this, so this is my actual first taste of the canned version. I spilt it. This is my first radio. I got
so
too excited.
You
I got
can
too
spill
excited.
The aroma, but don't spill the beer.
Yeah, I spilled a little out there. So, oh yeah,
that's
a great look.
That's hazy,
too.
Hazy, fruity AF. That is fruity and fine. Is what that stands for.
I feel like it almost looks a little lighter in color than a lot of the other concentrates, but is it the same base recipe or
it is a little bit less base malt. We switched those, a few things that we did differently with this iteration. We started using what has become our house Kvike strain on it, which is more attenuative than the British yeast that we were using before, so we could actually use less grain and get the same amount of alcohol. But also, we started double milling all of the adjuncts, so the oats and the wheat, and we feel like we're getting way more out of it in terms of getting protein extraction and mouthfeel. Also, switched up the water just slightly, made it a bit more chloride heavy than it was before. Yeah, it just gives you a rounder mouthfeel, a little bit sweeter. I was worried about making that switch earlier last year because I thought it would sort of kill the aroma on it.
It didn't. This might be the pungiest punch in the nose.
Everyone was very aware of when we were transferring this a couple of days ago because the whole brew house just reeked of these.
Forgive my ignorance. Is that something we do fairly often? Is adjust the water for a specific beer?
We are coming around to a slightly more water profile in terms of adding less salt, and we were very sulfide heavy before, which is more of a like rakingly dry West Coast, accentuates bitterness, but also hoppiness. But yeah, with what people want anymore in terms of juicy style IPAs, chloride heavy is sort of the way to go. Okay. We've sort of been coming around to that on a few of our beers.
Gotcha. Yeah, it tastes great. Yeah. Whatever.
Looks great, tastes great.
Do it again.
So we're in our sophomore year. Is that 201 level classes now? We've advanced. This is my favorite concentrate yet.
I'm going to have to second
it's
that.
Good. It's very citrusy, and I like it.
Yeah, it is. It is bright.
Yeah, not the first people to have said that. A lot of people in the back's like, yeah, this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you dig a juicy beer, and this actually you're reminded it's an IPA. It has some tastes like I got a lot of hops and I like that. Mm-hmm. and I think sometimes some of the juicier ones you just get away from it and it's more just juice, not just hop. And this is a great combination of it. So embodies the spirit of concentrate, I think, very, very well.
For sure.
It's pineapple-esque without quite being pineapple, and some nice melon notes as well. I actually tried it before I got dry-hopped and was really surprised because Comet and CTZ are both sort of known as being very dank hops, particularly CTZ. And Comet, while it's very sort of grapefruity, can have a... almost like a grassy, like a green onion thing. But when I tried it off the tank, it just tasted like candy. Yeah. I think you get a lot of that sort of candied character out of this.
Yeah, which I think a lot of the hazy drinkers are looking for that. So I think it's right up the alley. If you're a hazy drinker, it's probably right up your alley.
If you're a hazy hater, this is going to be right up your alley too, because it's just damn good beer.
It's just good all the way around.
So the question is then, I think everyone just emptied their can into the glass.
I mean, I'm straight out of the can.
Oh, look at that guy.
Well, how crushable is it?
More crushable than it should be.
Now, if I was being chauffeured around by one of those super pleasant Uber drivers out in Dayton, what do you think, Adam?
So Mark and I got a shakedown about 10:30. Yeah. We were at the Ohio Craft Brewers Conference. Shout out to Mary and Justin putting on another good opening ceremony.
I know they listen
good
to
opening ceremony. Ceremony. And, great meeting.
We weren't able to stay for the whole conference, but on our way back from hanging out with them and some of our other brewer friends.
Stopped at a couple other breweries. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, Branch Bone.
Barrel House. Big shout out to the Barrel House. Nice bottle shop. Real nice.
Matt. Yeah, that's
Heart of Gold Matt over there. Good guy, too.
All the LGs.
It sounds like you really had a great time out there in the Gem City.
We did indeed in the Gem City. And then we get an Uber.
We get the Uber, and as we're about to pull into the hotel, the Uber driver, and I actually did not remember until Mark reminded me this morning, goes, I will be accepting, what did he say? I will be accepting cash tips.
Yeah.
Wow. Or I will be. How did it go? I will be.
He said, "I will be getting cash tips."
I will be getting cash tip.
I'm like, well, you ain't getting them from me because I don't carry cash. And that's part of the Uber is the whole transaction right. where it's on a digital card.
Yeah, the whole point.
Well, he did not care for that answer. And Adam also, card carrier, not a cash carrier.
It's 2020.
I actually probably had $10 in my wallet
all right,
for cash.
Maybe I was padding the lie a bit too, but yeah. Don't shake you down. I mean, he was aggressive.
That's how you don't get a credit card tip.
Oh, yeah, you will be giving me cash.
That's a good way to get a no tip.
Actually, yeah. Thanks for the shakedown, man. We're out of here.
So we left. And, so if you did have maybe a more friendlier Uber driver that's going to take you around, I'd probably put this at... I want to say like 4.5. It's probably a 5. This is really good, but I...
That's a lot.
That 7.5% scares
me.
That's the problem with that.
You might have to give it cash.
If you're crushing responsibly, I think 4.
I think 4. I'm going to go with 4.
4 is reasonable.
This is really tasty, but yeah.
You might have a hazy morning.
I think 4 is across the board there.
Yeah, it's all 4s. Yeah,
if you go for that 5th, you might have a hazy morning as well as a hazy evening.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Yep. Don't go to Dayton if you don't want to feel a little hazy this morning.
Yeah. We had some good Thai food.
Oh. Yeah, we did. That was a good. Yeah, what was the name of that restaurant? That was a good spot.
I remember Colin Castor tried to take me to that restaurant.
Well, it was Colin's recommendation.
Yeah. That's right. He was with us. So,
yeah, we were drinking some IPA from Southern Sun.
I see how it was.
Yeah, it was either that or our friends at North High had Filthy McNasty, and that's like a 12% beer. And that would have been a more hazy morning.
That's not super crushable
beer.
That
is not super crushable.
And it didn't stop me from getting an oubliette, however they say it. I don't know how French that is, but I don't even know that word.
I think it's oubliette.
There you go. Do that. Oubliette. I don't know. Whatever it's called. Super dark, super great.
I love that beer.
Yeah. Cool. Shout out to Seven Sun and North High.
Yeah, and thanks for the Gem City for hosting the Craft Brews Conference. It'll be the Ohio Craft Brews Conference. It'll be in Cincinnati, Walt's hometown, next year.
The Queen City.
So Queen City, Gem City, and then...
If Joey Burrow has anything to say about it.
There you go.
Yeah. Adam and I were whittling down what Columbus is known for, because we're just known for a lot of things. Here's our question
from the host. Yeah, what? When we were driving in, we're like, "Oh, this should be kind of Columbus." What is Columbus known for? It's like the Joey Bosa shrug emoji. Like, I don't know.
Just in general, I mean, Ohio State.
Like, there's a lot of college towns that have football teams. Like, what's unique?
I don't know. Short North, I guess. I
came up with square things.
Square pizza.
You know, our streets are on a grid, which they're not everywhere you go.
Yeah,
so
I've heard square.
We cut our pizza into squares.
I don't know how real that is. Because we had square pizza in Cincinnati and stuff. I don't know. Not that it's that far away, but.
Yeah, because, I mean, I always think, like, so the aforementioned Craft Brewers Conference, some of us were in, like, Nashville, which is a similar size city. You know, obviously you have country music.
Yeah. See?
You know,
they're known for some.
You know, you got Indy, which is just down I-70. You got, Indy 500 and racing.
Known for something.
Yeah.
And you could, like, what would be the logo and where would you do, like, the opening reception?
I don't know, the arches?
Yeah, but see, arches, that's St. Louis.
I don't know. I don't think, well.
We didn't bring this up arches. Not to argue.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Dan? Any thoughts?
I would say great craft beer.
Got it.
And no other cities in Ohio make great craft beer like we do here. So clearly,
yeah, I don't know. Columbus is kind of a melange,
which is reminding me. I think it was
a little bit of everything.
And I think Ohio State probably has a lot to do that. It pulls people from other places and they bring whatever their town was like. I mean, you can argue hot chicken takeover, but it's not really a Columbus thing.
I think it was
a national thing.
I think there was that show, maybe it was the History Channel, and it was how the states got their names or how the states got their shapes.
Yeah.
With a comedian guy.
Yeah, I remember
who's
that
on Always Sunny. He's the attorney that they always go to on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Anyway, they were in Ohio, and they were in Columbus, and I think he's from Dayton originally and posed this question about Columbus, and he was talking to Mayor Coleman at the time. And the answer he came up was Jenny's ice cream. Was really, I mean, he was trying to come up with it, and essentially it was Jenny's ice cream.
Jenny's ice cream was great.
But yeah,
but ice cream.
I don't think you can say ice cream is unique to Columbus.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great thing to have
here. But
so
yeah,
Mark and I, when we were talking squares, though, the other thing is that we didn't even think about is I mean, Wendy's has square hamburgers too.
That's right. Wendy's hamburgers are square. So.
True. Yeah, it might be Wendy's.
Squares,
might
maybe
be.
Square City.
Square City.
The 270
square.
The 270 loop is rather squarish.
I'll register a beer next week called
Square City.
Yeah.
Let's get that. Let's get that trending as the.
We get some square glasses here in the taproom.
Yeah.
Square. Yeah. The glass is square. The can is square. The box is square. I don't know.
It's called Square City.
Square City. Tip to be square.
Bunch of squares.
True.
That's what you want to be known as.
That's how you order around. Like, hey, a bunch of squares for me and my buddies.
On that note, do we have any questions from people who listen to the,
Zero.
To the podcast?
Zero this week.
Mayor Coleman wrote in and asked what Columbus is known for.
What's Columbus known for? Yeah. Well, if you're listening and have some suggestions on what Columbus? What would be the logo? Even in Cleveland they got rock.
Did you guys give a shout out to our Reddit person last week?
Yeah, we did.
You did?
Don't you listen?
No, I don't
listen
to it.
Oh boy,
I'm familiar with my voice enough.
Are you though?
Even though I wasn't there last week, I don't know.
Yeah, we did. So hey, next week is. Potentially, we're 99% sure we'll be doing a Beers with the Bartenders.
Yeah, we're not making any promises.
Oh, and for that, send us all your questions for the bartenders. They deal with all
That's
kinds
good.
Of weird stuff all the time.
Oh, and, yeah. Other than that, we're gonna get on out of here.
Yeah.
So form a square and get out of here.
Come on down. Tip your bartenders. Thanks for tuning in. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Goodbye.